Hello, everybody. This is Rabbi Yaakov Fish here, and I want to share some remarks as we go into Yom HaZikaron. Yom HaZikaron is Israel's Memorial Day, the State of Israel, the day that they observe before Yom HaTzmaut, and to observe and remember all the fallen heroes that made the ultimate sacrifice for the modern Jewish state that we are fortunate to have in our lifetime. I just want to share a couple thoughts. You know, a few years ago, on one of my trips to Israel, we took our group, one of the groups that we took to Mount Herzl in Jerusalem. And, you know, the person showing us around was showing us around this very moving visit. It was very moving for obvious reasons, but, you know, you look at the graves. I've never seen them in such a cemetery before, because you look at the graves, you know, this chayal, this soldier passed away at 21, this one passed away at 19, this passed away at 18, this one passed away at 20, and you have rows and rows and rows and rows and hundreds and thousands of soldiers that passed away at such a young age. And you know, it hits you that these soldiers really, you know, gave their lives, you know, at the peak of their lives, so we can have a modern Jewish state today. And one of the people of our group was looking at this, like, beautiful grassy area, Mount Herzl, and looked scenic, and there were trees, and was overlooking a mountain, and it just looked like a park, it looked like a nice distraction from the visit that we had at Mount Herzl. And one of our trip participants said to the person showing us around Mount Herzl, and said, you know, what's this area for? And he said, oh, this area is reserved for the next war. And just, like, hit us with a ton of bricks, meaning, like, they're already putting aside property in Jerusalem in the cemetery to bury the next wave of soldiers. It's not a question of if that's going to happen, it's just a matter of question of when for the next war. He just, like, said it so matter-of-factly. So questions like which of the young kids that we just saw in the streets, you know, playing and frolicking and, you know, eating ice cream, are going to be the ones that are going to be making the ultimate sacrifice. So I just want to share a Torah thought, because, you know, there's some different perspectives within, you know, the Orthodox community about how to observe Yom HaZikaron. I just want to share a powerful thought from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was the Rosh Yeshiva, the Mir Yeshiva that I attended, and he quotes the following passage of the Talmud from the tractate of Baba Basra in the Babylonian Talmud, and he applies this to the soldiers that made the ultimate sacrifice for the for in the Israel Defense Forces. So this is the passage of Talmud. There were two rabbis, and one was visiting the other because one was very ill. And it seemed that the rabbi that was very ill, it seemed that he had actually taken a turn for the worse, and he actually passed away. And he was, like, out for maybe a few seconds or a few minutes. Doesn't say exactly how long he was out for a short period of time. And then he opened up his eyes. And then they said, are you okay? Are you okay? He says, I think I passed away because I just witnessed an out-of-body experience. I went to the next world. And they said, okay, you went to the next world. Tell us what it looks like. Tell us what the next world looks like. And wouldn't we all like to know what the next world looks like? And he said famously something that I think we can all possibly relate to, and that, Elyonim Lamata v'tachtonim lamala. It's an upside down world. Olam hafach reisi, he said. I saw an upside down world, meaning the people that are very powerful here, the people that are very prestigious here, they'll yon them in the next world. Lamata, they're just simple folk. The people that we don't necessarily subscribe much honor or value to in this world, in the next world they're lamala. They are, very honorable. That was one thing that I heard. And the next thing I heard was that there was a very, I heard that something mechore hapargut, from behind the curtain, so to speak, that there's the most righteous souls, that no one's allowed to come near their mechitzas. No one's allowed to come near their, their walls where these souls are. They're so holy. These souls are considered so holy and so pure and so righteous. No one's allowed to come near forget about near them, near the walls where these souls are housed, in, so to speak. So the Talmud debates who was the rabbi talking about. So the Talmud concludes it's talking about the Harugei Lod. So who was the Harugei Lod? The people that were killed in Lod. So talking about a specific story once in the city of Lod, Lod near Ben Gurion Airport today, is that you had a governor's daughter that was raped in the town, unfortunately. And obviously, who's to blame? The Jews. Who would have done this? The Jews. So this is what the governor did. He said, without any evidence, he says, I want you to hand over the two, I think there were two, there were two criminals. I want you to hand, he told the Jewish community, I want you to hand over the two criminals. And if you don't hand over the two criminals, I'm going to kill the entire community. So what's the community supposed to do? So who do you pick? Who do you pick to hand over? I mean, everybody was agonizing. It was cruel. And there were these two brothers that got up. Their names escape me right now. One brother's name was Papa, so I don't remember the other brother's name. And they said, I don't know what you have. They went to the governor. Don't look at everybody else. It is us that did it. And in fact, they did not commit the crime. The reason why they admitted to the quote-unquote guilt, even though they weren't guilty, was because they didn't want the punishment, the consequences, to fall on everybody else. So they were like the ultimate taking one for the team. So this is like the most ultimate mesiras nefesh, giving your lives over so other people can live in peace and security. So says the Talmud, these people, these harugilu, these holes, these souls, they're so righteous, so pure, so elevated. Ein yichol lamem mechitzas, we can't go near them. Their souls are so elevated. Says Ruchaim Shmulevitz. This passage of Talmud applies to the souls of the fallen members of Tzahal, of the Israel Defense Forces. These holy, holy soldiers that gave their lives away willingly, so we, the people of our generation, can live in a Jewish state in peace and security. And they were the Harugei Lod of our time. So when their souls come up to heaven, do we have any doubt that their souls are going to be in the top, the most sublime, the most elevated, the most pristine place, close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, close to God as there can possibly be? It's not possible to fathom how holy these souls are of the fallen, for making the ultimate sacrifice. So as we go into Yom HaZikaron, let us reflect on the fallen soldiers that have made our generation have made the land of Israel accessible to our generation. I would just like to conclude with a famous poem by Nathan Alterman called The Silver Platter, and I think it's appropriate this day to read it. It says, it's called The Silver Platter, as the land, and the land, the English translation is, and the land grows still, the red eye of the sky slowly dimming over smoking frontiers, as the nation arises, torn at heart but breathing, to receive its miracle, the only miracle. As the ceremony draws near, it will rise, standing erect in the moonlight in terror and joy. When a cross comes from it, will step out a youth, and alas, slowly marching toward the nation. Dressed in battle gear, dirty shoes, heavy with grime, they ascend the path quietly. To change garb, to wipe their brow, they have not yet found time. Still bone weary from days and from nights in the field. Full of endless fatigue and unrested, yet the dew of their youth is still seen on their head. Thus they stand at attention, giving no sign of life or death. Then a nation in tears and amazement will ask, "Who are you?" And they will answer quietly, "We are the silver platter on which the Jewish state was given." Thus they will say and fall back in shadows, and the rest will be told in the chronicles of Israel. The ones that made the ultimate sacrifice for Klal Yisrael are the silver platter upon which the Jewish state was given. May the nishmos shamos of these tzaddikim and tzadkanios have an aliyah at this time. Yehi zechron baruch, may their memory always be for a blessing.